Amelia Earhart first saw a plane at a fair when she was 11 years old, but apparently it didn't attract her attention at all. However, a few years later, she went with a friend to a flying exhibition in Toronto. She and her friend were standing in a field, and the pilot of one of the planes saw the two girls, and he flew really close to them to try and scare them. But Amelia wasn't frightened, and in fact, from that moment on, she knew that she wanted to fly. But it wasn't easy for her. First, she had to work hard doing temporary jobs in order to pay for flying lessons. Her instructor was another pioneer woman pilot called Anita Snook. 6 months later, Amelia had saved enough money to buy her own plane, which was bright yellow and which she nicknamed the Canary. Finally, after 2.5 years of classes, she was awarded her pilot's license. Amelia's dream was always to fly solo across the Atlantic. She had already flown across the Atlantic once before, but she didn't enjoy it, as she was only a passenger. This experience made her even more determined to do the flight herself. And finally, in 1932, she became the first woman to do it. She then started planning a flight around the world. Her first attempt had to be abandoned because the plane was damaged. Then Amelia and her co-pilot set off again from Miami on the 1st of June 1937. It looked as if they were going to make it. But when they only had 7,000 kilometres to go, contact with the plane was lost. Neither Amelia, nor her co-pilot, nor the plane were ever found.